Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We're going to talk about the Christmas bird count here that's coming up here very quickly. Laura Cannon, Cass County Naturalist, in with us this morning, and Chris Parks is joining us as well. He's with the Bluebird Conservationist Group, and they are helping to organize and spearhead the effort again this year. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thank you.
Very good. Laura, I'll start with you. This is an annual event. You've been doing it how long?
Ooh.
You said you had all this information in your head.
Yeah. 5, 6 years?
I think this is year 6.
Six years? Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
I stumped her already.
I know. Sorry.
All right. Well, before we started visiting this morning, she said she had all this information in her head, so I'm shocked that I was able to get her on the first question. But why is it important to do this year over year?
So we take all of this citizen science data and this data that we collect, and we look at it, and we really compare it against some of the other citizen science projects that are out there. You know, we talk about Great Backyard Bird Count in February. There's Nest Watch that's during the year. So it kind of helps us get another little snapshot of what's going on for birds in Cass County in December.
How is this different from the Backyard Bird Count, or is it?
Yeah, it is. You set up a circle, and that you bird within that circle. And so instead of just being to bird anywhere you want with Great Backyard Bird Count, you're set within a set circle.
Okay. Yeah. They both serve their purpose in a different way.
Yes. Yep. This one is, and this one looks a little bit more at how many numbers of the birds, and then our species list. Or how many species we get as well.
Well, now, Chris, I know you're looking for volunteers to help out. Have you had some success in the past?
Yeah, we've had varied success year to year with some people helping us out. We certainly need more. We welcome everybody that is interested to just get in touch with us. If you have any reservations about it, we can give you all the information you need to know. And it's a non-pressure, just have fun type of event. You know, if you like to be outdoors, you like to spot birds, you have a little bit of that knowledge, and even if you're just limited on that, you can have some fun with this. So just come on out. We'll be meeting at 8 o'clock that morning on December 18th at Cold Springs Park to get started. So even if you don't contact us before then, we'd prefer you did beforehand so we kind of have an idea of who's coming to help us. But if you just show up that day, we'll get you a point in the right direction to go somewhere to count some birds for us.
But I don't really know that much about birds. I can spot a robin from here to there, but I don't know anything about the other birds.
Yeah, don't feel like you need to be an expert either. Nope, because every year we say, we're going to go do this, and then every year we sit down at lunch and go, I have no idea what this thing was, and we get some stumpers every year too, that we're looking through bird books and trying to figure some out.
Sure. Yeah, so as many eyes as you can get on the project are great. You can figure things out later.
Yeah, do they, and that's part of the fun, too. You're learning along the way.
Yeah. Do they need to bring much with them? I mean, we don't have a lot of knowledge necessarily about birds, but we'll learn along the way. Do we need to bring things with us for that?
Binoculars, if you have them. I mean, bird books are also good if you have them. But if you don't have any of that, that still doesn't matter because we still bring some and have things like that at our disposal to look at. So
just dress for the weather.
Dress for the weather, yeah.
That's what I was going to hit to next. It's the Christmas bird count. Therefore, the likelihood is it'll be kind of chilly outside.
Yeah,
so will they be outside?
Yeah, and in the morning we do our the habitat hikes and things like that. We're looking in parks that are within the circle and things like that for the birds. So that in the morning is a little bit more walking and counting and keeping your walking trails and things versus in the afternoon after we meet for lunch, we do a driving route within that section and everyone has a driving route to drive. And so then you're birding from the car then and you have a driver essentially. Back to all abilities. If you are, you don't want to, if it ends up being a bitterly cold day, sometimes we do see a little bit more of our volunteers coming out for the afternoon because then, they'll be in the car.
Is it a family affair?
It can be. Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was certainly for my family. It has been every year. We bring the kids along. They love it too. They think it's fun, to try to spot birds out the window. And they've caught some sometimes that we didn't see as adults up front. So, it's fun. It can be a whole family thing.
And my son has gone too, so he feels like too that it doesn't have to. I always tell him that you don't have to see the bird, because in the mornings when we meet at Cold Springs, there are sometimes owls already just hooting and greeting us that morning and things like that. So it's also one of those, if you know your birds by sound, that comes in handy too. Mm-hmm.
Is it kind of an adventure to a certain extent? I mean, many of us have used the trails. Many right. of us have, of course, used the parks mm-hmm. here in the county. But we see it different way when we're just out walking mm-hmm. or we're using the park for a family event. Do we get a different, more adventuresome experience
yeah.
when you do this?
And I think that's the one of the bigger differences with the Christmas bird count is the habitat, because, you know, some of the things that are in our circle are cemeteries, and being in the cemeteries and things like that, and looking for birds, you know, is a whole different aspect of like, oh, well, this is why there's good birds here, and why there might not be good birds here, and seeing things and not seeing things, and so, yeah.
Well, it's a lot different to take a walk this time of the year as opposed to the middle of July
right.
when you've got all the vegetation, all the leaves,
mm-hmm.
the shrubs are full of leaves, the trees are full of leaves. You might actually see more than you think you would see out this time of the year.
Yes, right.
Yeah, yeah. It's an easy view for most things, and I think that's part of the reason why this count is important, that the Audubon Society does it at Christmas time, is because you get some of those hardier birds that are going to stay here year-round. So that's what they want, is that count of those birds that are kind of those ones that are really native year-round to the location that you're counting.
Sure. Yep. You kind of mentioned something about owls. What are some of the common ones that you see when you go out to do this?
Well, for owls, we've had most of our usual residents, so our barred owls and our great horned owls, and sometimes we can get a screech in there. Mm-hmm. And that's what we look at the end of it, too, of like, what are we shooting for? Usually we shoot for above 30 for species count. And then Audubon, when we turn it in, they look at, okay, well, we had 70 trumpeter swans on this year. And then they can go back and look at historical data because they've been doing it 123
yeah.
years. So they go back and look at historical data. And then they also compare to great backyard bird count. In the last 2 to 3 years, they've been concerned about our state bird, which is the American goldfinch, and they're here year-round, and they've been concerned about their population. Well, these two citizen science projects gives them a snapshot.
So that's what they're doing with the data that's collected, is turning around and using that to enhance habitat and
right.
enhance opportunity for
where are we seeing them? Yep, especially with the Christmas bird count, because then they're really pinpointing habitat, you know, whether it's Shilbergs or pellet refuge, things like that. Yep.
Okay, well, this is scheduled for Sunday, December 18th.
Yep.
That is the week before Christmas. So I assume if you need a snow day, it's not going to be a week later.
No, nope. What? Everything's on the weekends this year for all of our holidays.
It kind of is.
So.
Well, hopefully, again, fingers crossed for some good weather. So
yeah.
we don't have to
yep.
worry about reschedules. I know you've had to do that before.
Yes, yep.
We don't like
they
that.
They do allow that, but yeah, we don't.
Yeah, we try not to.
No,
yeah.
No, I get it. Well, again, given the details, what they would need to know, do they need to call ahead and RSVP? Do they just show up? Give them all the details they need.
Yep, you can just show up if you want. Otherwise, you can give my office a call and let us know you're going to come. And that's 712-769-2372. We're going to meet at Cold Springs at 8 a.m. And we'll reconvene at lunch. So we usually eat lunch at Pizza Ranch. And so that if you want to join for just the afternoon and after church and things like that, you're certainly welcome and hook up with us. And we'll do the afternoon driving routes. And then we're usually done between 4 and 4:30. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that noon hour is when we would eat, so if you stop by then, catch us, and you can come out
yep.
in the afternoon and have some fun with it. We got 32 species last year, so that's the goal to try to beat this year.
We hit over 30. We always kind of look back at our list at lunch, too, of like, okay, how many we
yeah.
got to go?
Well, you mentioned you've got these circles set up where
yes.
you, for people. So do they stay in that particular circle the whole day, or will they move around some?
It just depends on our volunteers and our counts and things like that. You know, it's a whole circle, and then we have like little quadrants and halves and things like that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So anyone can participate. And if you'd like to know more, you can find out more by giving Laura a call. She'd be happy to tell you all the details. But they'd be really happy to see you on December 18th. Again, 8 a.m. at Cold Springs Park in Lewis. And they'll be running through the morning and then take a lunch break, be back in the afternoon till 4:30 or so to take and chart as much as they can, see what's out there, what's making all that noise out there.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we hope you get a good supply of volunteers here again this year. And it's an interesting project. Chris, Laura, thanks for coming by.
Thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Us.
Yeah, thank you.